Hey guys, it's been a minute. How are you all doing? I'm hoping you're doing well. Well, I figured with season 2, episode 1, maybe start off at the beginning of the year. Or the end of last year, however you want to put it. Let's see. Cool thing is, we won tickets to Decadence in Colorado. And for those who don't know the loving story of the last time Carissa and I both went to Decadence, I tried to propose, but I think we had some substances on board of the psychedelic variety and cough medicine. And boy, is that not a good fucking mixture. But, definitely it just kind of turned into a shit show, but I redeemed myself the following year. But, the radio contest we won, it was, I don't even think we called in. I think we were listening to the radio because, like, both of our phones were dead. We couldn't find a charger. And it was the only, like, whoopee kind of music that seemed to be on the radio. But, the question was, what is Rez, the artist, her real name? And for those who don't know, it's Izzy, which I find cool. But, you know, shout out the Space Queen. No big deal. But, we were all planned to go the first night of Decadence. I was still at work picking up, like, stuff to get ready for Decadence of the friendly variety. The plant medicine friendly variety. That's the right word. But, we live up in closer towards Superior. And for those who aren't aware, who aren't in Colorado maybe, there was a fire that happened on December 30th, and it burned more than 6,000 acres in less than 24 hours. And, like, that's pretty... That's a lot of area in a short amount of time, so it definitely was a tight butthole moment. And we weren't in the, like, hey, you need to get out now evacuation zone. We were in the, like, a gust of wind could turn this into a completely different fire for you zone, if you know what I mean. But so the cause of the fire is still under investigation. A house guest believes that a fire started at a shed on his neighbor's property. A total of 1,084 structures were destroyed in the Marshall Fire through Superior, Louisville, and unincorporated Boulder County. So pretty much, like, the part of Boulder County where, like, I don't know, not exorbitant rent prices exist at. But, the fire damage or destroyed is an estimate of $819 million and $1.6 billion worth of homes alone, not including the valuations of businesses. And see, that's wild to me, because, like, you can still see the scorched back of the PetSmart over there, and, like, the scorched back of the Tesla building. Like, it was reported that the Tesla building got destroyed, but, like, I mean, the remnants are still there. It doesn't look too structurally unsound, but I'm not 100% sure. And the thing with the fires, which is wild, is that Shout out our local firefighters, because you can totally see a difference driving down the street of like one neighborhood fire was contained. You can tell because their houses weren't like touched, and seems like, and you can look directly across the street and see what used to be a neighborhood, what used to be people's homes. That's a wild concept to me. The even more wilder concept is that about last week, I think it was, yeah, about last week, there was a fire at the NCAR building in Boulder. So I feel like that may have been a little PTSD for people of, I don't know, getting out of the Marshall Fire and like at least they got out kind of thing. But the NCAR fire burned roughly like 200 acres, so not nearly as bad. Like there wasn't injuries reported. The only thing that kind of sucks is that El Dorado Canyon State Park is closed right now, just to like make sure the area is still okay to hike around. But like, man, what shitty timing with this great like weather that we're having, and like the summer feels like it's right on the door and it's almost knocking. It's almost there. Shit. So we won tickets to Decadence, but we didn't fucking go. Long story short, the fires were close enough to us that it would have been like, I don't, I guess we were just kind of thinking worst case scenario. Like, if the winds were to have turned any other way, we may have not come home to our kitties. And like, we love our kitties, so we gotta like look out for Buckus and Charlie, like shit, bro. But we took them down to our friend's house in Denver, and yeah, they fucking hated it, but you know, at least we weren't like burnt-ited. That's not a word, but like, you know, close enough. And so I don't think my headspace was really great the rest of January, if I'm being honest. My mom had told me about when Cooper would come up to visit her, because like I would go out to Denver and wouldn't want to leave my dog alone by himself, instead with his grandparents at a house where there's other dogs. And like, you know, it's like a doggy staycation, but like just with your grandparents. He had told me that, well, they had told me he hadn't been eating. And Cooper being a golden doodle, it wasn't like that far-fetched of an idea to me, because like he was really the type of dog, if you were to bring him to like Starbucks or something like that, and they'd be like, "Does your dog want a treat?" Like 9 times out of 10, he would turn his nose up to it. So like, I just kind of thought like, oh, maybe the French is making them all stuffy. I don't know. But so I made an appointment for Cooper the middle of January, just because he wasn't eating, so like something was definitely wrong. But I don't know if anyone else has experienced this, but like going to a vet and being there for more than like, I don't know, your scheduled appointment time, just when I mean the spiral just goes and goes and goes. It's like you bring Fluffy in for item A, and then all of a sudden he's here for item B through fucking G, and you're like, where the fuck did that happen? But I, at first, the beginning of the appointment wasn't that bad. Oh, he may have gotten into some something calcium enriched, and I had told the vet like he's not really the dog to go eat weird shit. Like, human stuff, maybe, but that's really about the extent of it. But he had been at the vet for like 2 or 3 hours, and then they had suggested that he go to the oncology unit at CSU, which I am really grateful for them, but also, man, is that not a, like, terrible kind of time to live in where, like, your dog is scared and dying, and you can't go into the vet with him because of a national pandemic that's actually killing people? But, I mean, I guess we're on the flip side of that now, so there's a positive spin on that, I guess, but Cooper spent maybe 4 days, like a weekend, up at CSU, and they did all their tests on him and found out that he has lymphoma, which is a pretty much a cancer that gets into their lymph nodes, and it kills him. And yes, there is like chemotherapy for dogs, but like statistically, from what at least the internet has said, that it is really a between 1 and 5 month extension of their life, and I don't know what kind of life that really is for a dog. I don't know. He was my best friend. Like, I didn't want to see him hooked up to some, like, machine, and that's his only way of life, and, like, it just wasn't an easy decision, more or less, but, yeah, dogs that get lymphoma, the survival rate isn't really fucking good, and for most dogs, it really is a, like, 2 to 3 month extension of their life, is what the internet told me at the time. So, like, what are you supposed to do when, like, the most stable relationship of your 20s is pretty much on his deathbed, and it was like an all of the sudden thing? It's like definitely feeling like getting the rug ripped out from underneath of you without as even a warning. But it was really beautiful to see my coworkers and friends come by and give Cooper the send-off he deserves. And I know, like, everyone had a different relationship with Cooper, because, like, he came into my life at a point where I needed him, because I wasn't able to think about taking care of myself. I didn't have enough self-worth or, like, value in myself at the time because of my situation, that I really was on that edge. But then Cooper came into my life, and I had something to, like, rely on me. Like, rely on me to, like, make sure it fucking survives. So, I don't know if it's just, like, me being, like, a compassionate empath? I don't know what the fucking right word is for it, but I didn't think it was fair that lymphoma kinda came in, and pretty much by the time they discovered his lymphoma, the lymphoma produces a, like, high volume of calcium in their blood, like, so much so to the point where it gives them irreversible kidney failure. So when I mean, it really kind of felt like a gun to my head, and how am I going to pull the trigger kind of thing. It was a spiraling headspace, more or less. And the next morning we went to the vet and I said goodbye, and I was with him to the very end. But it, like, I can say the facts until I'm blue in the face. Does it make me feel any better about the situation? I'm not really sure. I'm really not sure. So, with all this, like, grief and despair and the effects the pandemic has had on literally everyone, you can say that you're not affected by the pandemic, but, like, what a weird fucking time to be alive. Hey, there's, like, this ailment that is plaguing everyone, and if your immune system is fucked, then like you're double fucked. Like, so wear a mask to, like, say, like, protect other people from you spreading your shit around. And you had to wear it for like what, 18, 19 months? I think you still have to wear it some places, technically. I'm not gonna say I'm concerned about your mental health, but I feel like everyone else has expressed things about mental health and getting your mental health in the right state of mind. But I also think a practical question to kind of accompany that, especially like people in that weird age of like, you're not 26 anymore, so like Obamacare doesn't help you out, bro, but like you're an adult now, so you have to have health insurance, kind of thing. I wanted to tell you guys about sliding scale therapy. It refers to treatment priced by each person's income and dependents. And the fee structure exists to help make therapy more affordable for people living at lower income levels. So, like, if you're waitressing, and don't get me wrong, I'm just telling you about this therapy in case you don't qualify for any free programs out there, because I really encourage everyone to do their due diligence. If talking about past traumas and talking about how to set good expectations for yourself, like, it helps just with everything all around, kind of set. I don't know how else to put it, but I know when you're facing important financial decisions that doing stuff for yourself is probably one of the first things I take off my list. I don't know about you guys, but so a sliding fee scale may be ideal for clients who pay in cash, often because they don't have health insurance. So if you don't have health insurance, look for this kind of therapy. And I don't want to know if you have health insurance or don't want to have health insurance. It's not my business. This just helps with, like, so that you're not paying $75 to go talk to someone for an hour if you can't fucking afford it, because you should live within your means. And I'm not trying to get preachy here, but here I am getting preachy. So there are alternatives to sliding scale therapy, and possible options do, and there may be different ones, but some therapists do pro bono sessions, but they also do probably have a limit on them. And there are also therapists out there that have a, like, pay what you can afford kind of situation. It's similar to sliding scale, but I think it's just less math involved. But if there's any therapist listen that wants to tell me otherwise, I would be happy to hear this depth of knowledge. There is also payment plans for different therapies. I don't know if that's like a good long-term solution, but I mean, if it's like a your cash strapped for a little bit kind of situation, it might be a better kind of thing. Wow. The website I'm using says consider barter as a payment. So, we'll say if there's any, like, woke therapists out there, like, I got you on tie-dye, I got you on all this stuff, baby, let's go. No, I just couldn't believe I read that off a website. But that definitely would make sense, like, especially, like, older therapists that may not deal well with technology kind of situation. I'm not 100% sure, but that's fucking cool.
Thanks for listening. See you next time.